Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, from Moshe Haaretz Zatzal. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Hei, in the Art School of Zvodar edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're going to go back a few lines because we stopped in the middle of a topic, and we'll start from Daf Dal Damud Beis, three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara said, Omar Zeiru, Moide Abshir, Melogishli, and Shabbos, Shinapel, Matzelis, Yoyse Meser. This idea of Tzuras HaPesach, they have two poles and a string on top. You can use it as a mechitza. Regarding Shabbos, it cannot have a space of more than 10 amos. So only on the Fei Amud Aleph. Omar v'chagai, Masdiso Amarkin. It's Mefesh HaMishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah, Mekivin Shloish HaVolim Zeh L'malam Yizeh. When a person wants to create a fence around where he is, he will put three ropes, one on top of each other, within 10. Each rope will be less than 3 tefachim from each other, and that's how you create the mechitza. But he moimat shapir matzels yosem heser dayov chevel echod. Why have to make a fence with three ropes? Do only one rope on top, and that will be the tzuras haPesach. Elam, I see over here that because the space of that the ropes are trying to cover is more than 10 amah, so I can't just do one rope on top. I have to make three ropes. Rav Yoyno Amar Rishaya Bayi Hado Pei Amat Omat. So Rav Yoyno said, Rav Rishaya had a question: how do you do tzuras haPesach? Well, where exactly does it go? And I'm going to use here the Gersa of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Gemara in Eruvin. The Gersa is, minatzad or milamalon? Meaning, Tzuras HaPesach has two poles, and then you have a rope. Does the rope go on top of the poles, or the rope could go on the side of the poles? So the Gemara in Temar, minatzad, kol shekhe milamalon. If you say you could do on the sides, so kol shekhe you could do above, that's more Tzuras HaPesach. In Temar milamalon, if you hold, it has to be on top, alo minatzad loy. Then it can't be on the side. Says the Gemara in Tamer Minatzad, Yo'os Omar of Chagai. If you hold it could work even on the side, so the Raya just brought from the Mishnah makes a lot of sense. Because why do you need three ropes? Just use one rope. I could put it either on top or on the side, and we're good to go. But in Tamer Milamalon, Loya Mar of Chagai Klum, Sachur of Chagai's Raya is not a Raya. The reason why here I need three ropes, because maybe we're talking that the rope is not on top, the rope is on the side. So that's why I need three ropes. But if it would be on top, maybe a nechrami, even if more than 10 amos spacing, I would be able to do Tzuras HaPesach. So says the Gemara, it's a parenthesis that Reb Chaim brings, it says it's part of the Gemara in Eruvin. So Gemara says, I still have a question. Because we're trying to figure out how to make a fence. So why don't you tell me to put the rope on top and I don't have to make three ropes? Even if we're talking about that the rope on the side does not work. And that's why it needs three. So tell me, don't put it on the side, put it on top. Says the Gemara, Abon Dekisrim, Shavir Miot Tipote Basum Kemin Tekorim. The answer, Abon Dekisrim, talking about that the poles that are holding the strings are sharp on the edge. And therefore you cannot put on top of them a rope. There's nowhere to hold it. So that's what we're talking about on the side. So if you hold the side, so it doesn't work. So there's no raya over here that more than 10 amas is an issue. Could be that more than 10 amas still works. But here I don't have the option of putting the rope on top of the poles. So that's why I only put it on the side. That's why you need three ropes in order to have a lavud, because I cannot rely on Tzuras HaPesach with a rope on top. Rav Zeira Rav Duma Dechefa B'Shem Shim Lokish says, L'goyva afil ad me'am. Tzuras HaPesach that we're speaking about, the height of Tzuras HaPesach can be as high as you want. Even though we know that regarding the koira that you have in a mavoi, it's only up to 20 amma. But if you want to do Tzuras HaPesach, it can be 100 amma high. Amma have you done adod amart leinan kilayim? It says that's only regarding kilayim. That Tzuras HaPesach can be very tall. Aval leinan, we use Gersa Reb Chaim. Aval leinan Shabbos. Lo tepeh gvoya min koira. It says, regarding Shabbos, I can't use Tzuras HaPesach, which is so high. It needs to be like a koira, which is in 20 amu. Omar Yasi, kilayim and Shabbos. Seriously, no, I disagree. There's no difference between kilayim and Shabbos, and both Tzuras HaPesach can be as high as you want. Says, well, Dai Dab Yasi, Mabin Peo, Mabin Kurs. What's really the difference between the Tzuras HaPesach, which is called Peo, and the koira that you have on the Mavik? Says, well, koira, Matzahs, Miruach Achas. Koira, it's only the top. I don't need the two walls on the side. I mean, even the two walls on the side are not straight or not even. If something is holding the koyer on top, I do have a koyer for the mavoi. But the only way Tzuras HaPesach works, peyo works, you have to have two poles and a string on top. So that's why it works even in much higher than 20 amo. Because by mavoi, it's a din of heker. So that's why heker is only within 20 amo. Tzuras HaPesach is a din of a closed mechitza. Closed mechitza is even more than 100 amo. This goes, as we learned, that the only way to do Tzuas HaPesach is you have to have the four sides, which means the floor, two poles, and a string on top. That's the Gersa of Rav Chaim in the vineyard. If you have Totrifolios, which is a type of a sukkah, also the talta tachtim, you can't carry underneath them on Shabbos. Because they don't have Tzuas HaPesach. Because even though you have two poles and on top you have something straight, that straight is the ending of the tikko. We're holding an amud base. The ceiling does not use, you can't use a Tzuas HaPesach. For Tzuas HaPesach, you have to have two poles and a dedicated string or pole on top.
There
was a story came from Rav Yirmiyo. There was four poles, and there was four strings on top of it, four short beams on top of it. Allowed to use Tzuas HaPesach, even though it's on all four sides, it works on all sides. So we just spoke about Peo, Tzuas HaPesach, the Gabi Kilayim, Tzuas HaPesach, the Gabi Karin Shabbos. The Shaila is, what about Sukkah? Can I have one of the walls of the Sukkah made with Tzuas HaPesach? Amar Lo, told him, Peo Matzel B'Sukkah. You could use Tzuas HaPesach in a Sukkah. So let's say more now, Soif Schach, what about the end of the Schach? Can I use the end of the Schach to be Tzuas HaPesach? Amar Lo, ain't Soif Schach Matzel B'Sukkah, not the end of the Schach, as we mentioned. You can use the ceiling to be Tzuas HaPesach. Ma bin zela ze, what's the difference? Ze nas lakach, ve nas lakach. If you have a pole dedicated for it, then you can use that Tzuas HaPesach. The ceiling is meant for a ceiling, it's not meant for a door. This is all for discussion purposes only. Halo oyris osur, osu loyris. To come and be moir hoyro, to use Tzuas HaPesach as a wall, we don't do that. And more goes, Mayim suka kalo. If by suka, which is kal, atomat osur, Shabbos achamur lekoshikin, I'm not going to rely on Tzuas HaPesach. And the world continues to reinforce this. Rabboim Berchia bo kamir of zero. Mantano peametzelis. Who's the one who says that you could use Tzuas HaPesach? Lo yabirchim minuri? It's a shitas yachiz, yachiz minuri. We don't rely on Tzuas HaPesach without having oymin mirubel aparts, more wall than opening, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara. Omerle Adahitano, what is he relying on? Meaning, we're not following Birch Ben Nur, we're not following Tzuas HaPesach. So, Gemara says, I'll tell you, Linyan Kilayim, the din is, Kolapochas Mishloisha Kesosum. If the spacing is less than three, it's considered to be closed, that's called Lovut. Mishloisha Ve'adarbo, if the spacing is between three and four, Imo Oimid Rabela Parutz, if you have more wall than opening, Mutter. Ve'aparutz Rabela Oimid Asr, but if the opening is more than the wall, it's Asr. And the reason is because if the wall is less than four, because we're talking from three to four is the opening, the wall is less than four. If the wall is less than four, it's not chashuv. So if the parut is bigger, it cancels the wall. Marbo v'adesser, but from four tfachim to ten amos, then the din is, if you have more wall than opening, mutter. The whole thing is mutter because the parut is going to be canceled with the walls. If there's more opening in the wall, because the oimid is chashuv, is more than four tefachim. Also, you can plant in front of the parts, in front of the opening between the walls. But if it's more than 10 amos in opening, once the opening is more than 10 amos, so even though you have more wall than opening, you cannot plant in front of the opening, because it's too big, it's more than 10 amas. Lian Shabbos, regarding Shabbos, kol apochim mishloi shok es osum. If it's less than three tefachim, it's closed, that's lovut. Mishloi shabad above, from three tefachim until four, and mirbo v'adeser for four tefachim until 10 amas, both will be the same. Imoim medrub alapar, it's mutter. If you have more wall than opening, it's mutter. The opening is, it could be like a door, and it's considered to be closed for Shabbos. If you have parts, you have more opening than wall, also. Because then the oymid is canceled. That's why Tzuas HaPesach doesn't work by Shabbos. You have openings more than 10. I'll be showing you all by the parts also. Even though the oymid is greater, it's still considered to be that this place is open up and you can't carry there on Shabbos. Rav Chananya, Rav Yehuda Harpaz, Rav Yochanan says, Leis kamishloi shalabo, remove from the braiso what we said from 3 to 4, that if you have oimid meruba laparutz, so then it's okay. That's not true. Why? Because yesh karpirtza shloishoi karboka rabo. We said from 3 to 4, meaning if I have a wall, which is between 3 to 4, and you have an opening, which is between 3 to 4, just less than the wall, you say it works. That doesn't work. Because you have an opening more than 3, so it's you don't say lavut, as we'll see in a moment. And you have a wall less than 4, it's not makom chashuv. So you know, the fact that you have more wall than opening, if the wall is not chashuv, and the opening is important, is more than 3, then you don't have real mechitz over here. So as the Gemara, Mesia, Amano, Vatarino, we learn, makivim bekonim, we spoke, you said you could surround with small poles, with small holes in between. And do a mechitza through that. A pole has no space. You say you have to have a mokum chashuv. Omar Leis, he said, don't ask me, if your spacing is less than 3, then it's lavud, it's considered to be close. So I don't care if the wall, if the poles are very, very thin. But when you have here a spacing of more than 3, so then I need to have a wall in order to close it up. Continues the Gemara Davov Amud Aleph. Rabbi Aboyim B'Shem Rav Mikomoko Mikvan Shaimid Roba Laparitz Motor. He comes to argue. Says as long as the wall is more than the opening, even though it's not a makam chashuv, it's considered to be a closed wall, and it will work like Abish Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Hei.